From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Georgia's president, Mikhail Saakashvili, challenges his giant neighbor, Russia. We find out who Saakashvili is and were his actions reckless.
First, Russia says it is ending its military action in Georgia. In a televised announcement, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said Georgia has been punished enough for attacking South Ossetia. Order is restored. The Russians will end their military action.
Lauren Sheets is a senior analyst with the International Crisis Group. He's a specialist on Georgia, and he's based in Georgia's capital, Tbilisi. Lawrence, what is the latest? Russia says it has stopped its military action. Georgia says no, they haven't.
It is true that Russian President Medvedev said earlier this afternoon that Russia's objectives had been met, military objectives, but that's been qualified by several Russian officials, including high-ranking Russian military officials, who say that the military action against Georgia will go on until all of the objectives of it have been met and that there is no formal ceasefire. And without a formal ceasefire, Russia will continue its attacks on Georgia, and we've been witness just in the last few minutes, as I sit here, to continuing overflights by Russian and or Georgian airplanes near the capital, Tbilisi. There have been several attacks on the strategically vital city of Gori. In addition to that, there's been attacks on the main port at Poti on the Black Sea, and the Georgians claiming the Russians had entered part of the Poti port and gratuitously destroyed all of the radar installations there.
Lawrence, you're there in Tbilisi, where there are reports we've heard of tens of thousands of people fleeing the fighting, trying to get into the capital. What are you seeing on the ground there?
Today seems to be a bit more calm than yesterday was. Last night, indeed, there were many people at long lines outside of gas stations, fueling up and driving into the countryside. Most Georgians have relatives in the countryside they can stay with. Same thing in the grocery stores, people stocking up on items and staples and things like that.
And what are people saying? Did they leave at a moment's notice and leave all their things behind? Have they witnessed carnage, casualties?
We haven't seen that much. We haven't seen carnage, as you would put it, in the capital yet. I think people are afraid, and most people, I would say, I've heard less vociferous sort of complaints about President Saakashvili than I have about the Russian government. Of course, any president, no matter how popular or unpopular, usually is going to see his population rally around him in time of war, and this is a time of war in Georgia.
And we'll have more on President Saakashvili in a moment. Lauren Sheets, specialist on Georgia and a senior analyst with the International Crisis Group. He's in Tbilisi, the capital of Georgia. Lawrence, thank you.
My pleasure.